Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We want to spend a couple of minutes speaking to my friend Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story, who always seems to know just who to call about the latest scandal or controversy in the city of Richmond. And I got your note last night, Jason. What is this about a meeting about the future of the Boulevard? I know you wrote that cover story a couple of weeks ago in Style. Would you get everybody all riled up about that?
This is a question that people had after we talked so long about the Coliseum. They said, what about the Boulevard area, the 60 acres around the Diamond that has been really debated for 18 years now? It's such a gold mine of development. And and the city has been really quiet about this. So I was really surprised to see this week that the mayor has signed on to be part of a panel that the folks at Richmond BizSense are holding called The Future of the Boulevard. It's going to be on May 8th, and they're going to be, your friend Wes McElroy is going to be moderating from Sports Radio 910, and it should be a really interesting discussion. We'll see what the mayor has to say about this, and a lot of other, interesting folks are on the panel. It's going to be Wednesday, May 8th.
At the Diamond?
Yeah, it's going to be at the Diamond, and you do need a ticket. They had sold out. I mean, there's a lot of interest in this. They had 500 tickets sold already, and the editor told me yesterday that they've now opened that up so they can get even more people in if you are interested.
Did they charge for those tickets?
There's a charge for the tickets. It's kind of a networking event, so I think some
gotcha.
Food and drinks are included.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
well, I need to start doing that if they're charging those 500 people. Hey, tell me about the Coliseum, because I'm really distressed and I'm starting to get mad about this thing. We've got an empty building sitting there decaying. Meanwhile, all the concerts, all the events are going to other cities like Charlottesville. We better be careful, or we're going to wind up third tier. If we're even on the list, if we don't get our act together, what's going on?
Yeah, I know, John, you were excited about this plan when you heard it and just, what the possibilities and details might be. And as of this month, we've entered the 13th month of negotiations between the city and an entity called the NH District, which was the only person to, apply to do this project. So people have been wondering about all the details. Who exactly is the NH District? And I just set about finding, as much as I could from a legal point of view. So right now, there are only 7 people that are legally affiliated with the NH District and the NH Foundation, the Navy Hill Foundation. And the city has really just said no to anyone who's asking for copies of the application. So someone even took them to court. And so what Style did was say, well, okay, we don't need the whole application. Just give us the part of the application that lists the people who are asking to be responsible for this project. The people that are responsible, their advisors, there's a question, do they have the appropriate financial backing? The city turned that down. The NH District turned down that request to share that information as well. So we are really still in the dark. I did talk with a lawyer a little bit about how the groups are set up. They're both nonprofit state non-stock corporations, and they're both in the process of trying to receive 501c3 designations at, on the federal level. Mm-hmm. But really, we know little about the group, and the mayor tells us we'll find out when negotiations are over and he presents the project.
Yeah, I think a court might have something to say about keeping things like that secret, but,
Yeah, and just yesterday, Paul Goldman announced that he had filed a lawsuit against the city to get
Paul's
that information
Facebook
as
post.
Well.
He's hot about it. Hey, tell me about Chesterfield Schools. We got elections coming up, all 5 school board seats up.
That's right. It's the Times-Dispatch reported that the last person still on the board said he's going to go for the Board of Supervisors. So it's open. The deadline is June 11th to file. The election's in November. And, yeah, all five school board seats are up for election. So if you want to get involved in Chesterfield schools, this is your shot.
Well, that's an important set of spots right there. With that school system in particular, as large as it is, with that, almost billion-dollar budget? That's a lot.
Huge county with schools.
Tell me what's going on the weekend. You can tell that the cars are already doing their warm-up laps here at the raceway, so we got the races all weekend here. But
I was just watching on Twitter. They're posting the video with the garages opening, so that's really cool. Obviously, NASCAR weekend. The Monument 10 Avenue 10K is this weekend. It marks its 20th anniversary. That's going to be on Saturday. And then there's also another anniversary for Legend Brewing, the 25th anniversary of a real, veteran in the craft beer scene here. I'd say they're the oldest existing brewery in Richmond.
Of the city from across the river. Can't beat
it's
that.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So they'll have music noon to 8 on Saturday, music, food, all that good stuff. And one quick thing that's something that's new and interesting, they're going to be holding the first Richmond Night Market on Saturday down at the 17th Street Farmers Market from 5 to 10 p.m. So it's kind of an arts music, jewelry makers, crafts, okay. All this stuff will be happening at night. It's very family friendly and it's free. So that might be another option for people
on
Saturday.
Well, I'm glad
they
got something happening down there. So that's been another point of contention. So good news.
News that's there. A whole different story, John.
Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story. Always appreciate you joining us on Friday. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, John. You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.